In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, Saint Joseph, our patron saints and guardian angels. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This gospel passage today from St. Mark, in the older translations, you might find it in the Douay Rheims, the old Latin Vulgate, that the last sentence of the gospel is, this kind can only come out through prayer and fasting. And it would seem that to say that only prayer in this passage seems to kind of be lacking something, because obviously the disciples would have been invoking, you know, God, as our Lord had taught them that they could drive out demons in his name. Obviously, they were praying. You would think they wouldn't have been so foolish as to think that they would be able to drive out a demon not invoking God in some manner. So it implied that maybe there was something more that needed to be added to their prayer, which is the sacrifice of fasting. We know that prayer and fasting are two means that we have as Christians for combating evil. You know, we're going to be coming up to Lent here pretty soon, and we have prayer and fasting as part of our Lenten discipline, Lenten theme of the whole Christian life. The Christian battle involves prayer and fasting, not only for our own sanctification, but for the sanctification of others. In order to obtain graces for others, we will sacrifice, we will give up something, or we ought to, if we want our prayer to have more power, you might say, in that regards, or greater efficacy. But whether it's prayer or prayer and fasting, it seems that our Lord was trying to evoke faith from the disciples and from the man whose son was possessed, because you will not do prayer or fasting if you do not have faith. And it seems that the disciples were lacking the faith necessary to drive out the demon, because maybe they were not fasting and offering up some kind of personal sacrifice for the good of this soul, this boy. But the father himself, not being a man who maybe was a man of religious practice, maybe not as faithful as he should have been, because he obviously had heard our Lord had done things to drive out demons, of all the news he had heard, and yet he still speaks as if you can. He lacks that confidence that comes from having faith. You know, if we believe everything that we believe that God is, he's all-powerful, all-good, that he is infinite, and that the demons are not equal to God, then it would seem that that faith should evoke or bring out in you a certain confident trust in a God that is all those things that we believe. It seems that his faith had not yet been at that point. And so our Lord says to him, you know, if you can, everything is possible to one who has faith. Our Lord is trying to bring him to that kind of faith with that confident trust that he should have. And so the man cries out in humility, which is a good thing, a good quality to have, so that you can grow in faith. I do believe, help my unbelief. This is a prayer probably many of us could say every day. I believe, Lord, help my unbelief. We can always grow in faith. As we know, it's a theological virtue, like hope and charity, and we can never have enough. And we should continue to pray every day that our faith will grow and increase. Because to the degree that we have faith, to that degree, our prayer and our whole lives will truly be a greater witness to the belief that we have. And so then our Lord, of course, drives out this demon and does it with just commanding him to leave. We know that that prayer is important for, of course, exorcising someone. The prayer of the church can drive out the devil from a possessed person. But even St. Teresa of Avila says prayer for our own selves has, in a certain sense, an exorcism quality, because she says that the devil knows that he's lost a soul when it begins to pray. And he knows that he has gained a soul when he has lost, when he stopped praying. So we need to make our houses, our souls, places of prayer. That is the first, you might say, exorcism that we need to do every day, is to pray, to invoke God, to call upon him, to ask him to come into our hearts, and to have a true life of prayer where we have this loving conversation with God. That is the first exorcism, or the first way that we can make sure that we are with God and not with the evil one. Let us pray today for the church, for all those who are in any way involved in the apostolate of exorcising demons from souls. We pray for those priests, because that is a very demanding and very challenging apostolate. And that many of them, of course, they know that they have to pray and fast. But let us offer up our own little sacrifices frequently to assist them, you know, that we can help the church in its task of driving out the demon from souls, and even maybe even more so, asking our Lord to drive out the demons from our society in general, that where the devil has made his home in the media, in our world, in our culture, in the culture of death that is so prevalent. We need to combine our prayer and fasting for this to be effective in our world today. And let us ask Our Lady in a special way to crush the head of the serpent, not only in our own lives, but in the world around us. She who is the model of prayer and fasting, she who fasted and offered herself and offered many sacrifices for us poor sinners, offered the greatest sacrifice in offering Jesus on the cross for our salvation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.